power versus force is about when you work so hard to stay in a higher frequency, you don't have to force as much or work as hard to attract the right people or opportunities, because they will also be attracted to you.
And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Monday morning after your girlfriends and business event on Saturday, and after our first ever dinner series event on Thursday, how freaking awesome did they go?
We were just talking about this on our walk, and we were going over all of the things we were grateful for and all of the people in the room. And hands down, for so many different reasons, these were my two favorite events that we have ever done.
Like, by far. Like, I just can't believe how fun each one turned out. Now, Girlfriend's Business, you've done that a couple times before.
Yep.
So we had an idea.
This is the third one.
Dinner Series is the first one, right? And like, would people love it? Would they not? Did it translate the way we wanted? Holy shit, I'm so grateful. It was the best freaking thing ever.
Now, I have loved all our events, but I think a few things went into this one that were just a little bit different. Meaning, I think, and we were kind of trying to nail it down. And for me personally, I just felt like I went into it with a really, really incredible energy. I decided, like, it's just a decision, which for all of you who host events or who have clients or who run a business, it really was a decision to enjoy it as much as I possibly could. Where I think before, I can tend to worry a little bit about things needing to go perfect. And your worry doesn't change how the event goes if you did the work beforehand to make it exactly how you want it. So I really believe at this one, I was like, I can let go of worry and I can fully show up for these people and have fun, because fun and enjoyment is like one of the highest energies and frequencies that you can bring into a room.
And I would even correct something. And this is really the topic today. You know, when Lori had mentioned that we talked about the events on our whole entire walk this morning, and we noticed a very common theme, and that is the people who have come to a few of our events in a row, the ones that stand out because they're high energy and they're like vibrating at a high frequency, like you can see them and feel them, that they're vibrating at a high frequency, they're stacking success left and right. And then we have other people that have come to our, you know, events over the course of time, and they're doing very well, but not at the same rocket ship level, right? Not at the same compounding level of success that these people who are vibrating and on such a high frequency are. And Lori, you know, you said something. You said worrying doesn't change the outcome of your event, so why do it? I would even take a step further and say worrying does change the outcome of your event.
That's true.
Worrying is a lower vibration feeling. And what's the old saying? It's a worrying is just a prayer for
chaos,
right? And so the fact that we went into this thing, like, let me give my perspective. I could have gone into this saying, oh my God, we're going to be so tired after these two back-to-back massive productions, because that's what they are. They're not just like, hey, let's rent out a conference room and get people together. These were productions.
Dinner Series is a wedding. It was
a wedding.
It was as nice as our wedding, if not nicer.
Yep, it was a wedding for 80 people, but instead of getting married, they were doing advanced networking, right? And so instead of going into this with like, ooh, I'm going to be so tired, because that would be the logical thought when I'm done, I went into this like, this is going to be the most fun, most dope thing we have ever, ever done. And then we saw that come to fruition. And then we felt great afterward. Do you remember coming home that evening? It was like 11 o'clock at night. And you're like, Chris, normally by, because we go to bed at like 9 o'clock, you guys. Lori's like, normally this is the kind of time where I dip out and be like, I can't stay this late. You're like, I can't believe I'm the last to leave. And I'm so full of energy.
Because the event ended and we stayed longer. Like, we wanted to stay and I couldn't get enough of being there with people.
That's the opposite of you normally. That is,
well, I can be very introverted. And I just kept saying to myself over and over at the event, I was like, I can't believe I get to do my dream.
Yep.
And I don't think that I've said that at prior events. Like, you know, probably before I'm in it, I'm like making sure the next thing is happening and I'm looking at the schedule and I'm making sure we're on time. Like, those things can coexist. I can still be making sure things are running smoothly and on time while going, I can't believe this is what I get to do. So I felt like I was in a daydream because of what I was choosing, the thoughts I was choosing, the energy I was choosing, the frequency I was choosing. And, you know, at the events, this was the conversation that we were having on the walk today, is looking at the people in the room who were like, wow, some of the people who came in that room watching just the results that they were getting in the room and all the people who were surrounding these people and the energy they were putting off. We really want to talk about that, because you can embody not only what Chris and I embodied when we walked into these events. It was a choice over and over. Could I have been tired? Absolutely. Could I have chosen to be like, oh my God, these heels are killing me, I can't wait to get off of these, when it, look at the clock, when do we go home, I can't wait to get in bed, it's been a great day but a long day. I didn't even let those thoughts enter my head. And when we look at the people in the room who were getting all these people surrounding them, they were the first to raise their hands. They were sitting either in the front or towards the front. They were the people who were showing up so enthusiastic. Chris, enthusiasm is my favorite character trait in a human being. Yep. It's my favorite character trait in someone who works for us. It's my favorite character trait of, you have so much enthusiasm. It's why I literally am so attracted to you and love you so much, is your enthusiasm every single day. I thought it was my stunningly day. Good looks. I mean, that's second, but you know, enthusiasm. And so that is a choice, and enthusiasm, I bet, if measured, I bet it would be one of the highest or near highest frequencies.
So you know who that reminds me of? And mm-hmm. It's no coincidence that they're on a rocket ship. Christina Barthold. Mm-hmm. Massive enthusiasm. You can't wait to see her. And she's on a rocket ship. Like, I know her business numbers. They double and then they double again. And now they're doubling again. Ali Aruda, same thing. Just like glows of enthusiasm. And you want to be around people like that. And I know that their business is on an absolute rocket ship. Jess Bergio, all like, she has shown up the past couple of years and put herself on a rocket ship and shows up with such enthusiasm in the room and comes from such a place of service. And I think these are two ways that you can change your vibration. Number one, choose enthusiasm, even when you don't feel like it. Number two, be the person who comes to give energy and give enthusiasm to others. Like, literally walk into every room and purposely put yourself in rooms where you can affect it, be a positive effect on other people's lives, and that will raise your vibration in return, therefore compounding the returns and the things that you want to get.
Yes, choosing enthusiasm over things that you wouldn't be enthusiastic for. That's how you start this. So anything that you get to do today, or anything that's on your to-do list, we can truly choose enthusiasm over it. And one of my favorite things that Dean Graziosi said when he was speaking at Dinner Series was, he was talking about something that he watched Tony Robbins coaching on, and it just shifted the whole room and shifted this woman that he was coaching. And then it went on to shift everyone in the Dinner Series. And that was, what if every time you gave love, like what if every time you had to do something for someone, you didn't expect anything in return, but the simple act of actually being able to do things for other people or give things for other people actually made you feel love? What if every time you did something, you decided to feel love doing it and giving love, and that is the thing that made you feel loved, is being able to love on people? What a perspective shift that is, to stop being like, but I did this for them. Oh, but I do such hard work, or I give this to all these people. No, giving love would be the feeling, or would be the choice that you make to actually feel love when you're giving love.
I love that, because that's one of the highest frequencies that you can possibly vibrate at. And that, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but this is how you get what you want in life, is control your frequency. So if you did the work to control your frequency instead of doing the labor to go sell the widget or manage this person or do whatever the other things are, you would actually be far better off. The other things would just take care of themselves. Mm-hmm. Now, don't hear this the wrong way. You have to do all the work. You can't just concentrate on your frequency and think everything else is going to fall into place. But everything else falls into place easier. Everything else falls into place faster. The people do what you want them to do when you first concentrate on doing the work of raising your vibration. The sales happen faster and in multiples when you first do the work of raising your own vibration. And so you got to do lots of work. You're either going to be doing the work on the front lines, really, really sweaty, or you can do the work behind the scenes, get that vibration up, and let the other things come way easier.
We were just finishing up the book, 10X is Easier Than 2X today. And he was talking exactly about this. I think it's called the Hawkins scale or the Hawkinson scale.
I don't know.
I'm going to slaughter it. Anyway, this is based on evidence. It is a measured frequency. So if you're hearing us talk frequency, it's not woo anymore. They actually measure people when they're in these different emotions and look at the frequency that they are putting off. So he was talking about the book Power versus Force. And when you are in a higher frequency, everything is going to be more attracted to you, meaning you're even going to see things differently. So you're going to see opportunities that you may not have seen in a lower vibration because they're just not open to you. You're not looking for them, and other people aren't attracted to you and they're not looking for you if you're in a lower vibration. They're looking for a match for what they want or for the vision that they want. So power versus force is about when you work so hard to stay in a higher frequency, you don't have to force as much or work as hard to attract the right people or opportunities because they will also be attracted to you.
Well, and to me, I always like to show both sides of the coin. You could be team woo and be like, yes, you know, energy attracts more great things. And, or you can be team logic. And team logic looks at it and says this: if you met two people in a bar and one of them was enthusiastic and excited about what they're doing, and full of joy and full of energy, and the other one was just, nothing wrong with them, they just weren't very enthusiastic. Nothing wrong with what they said, but they weren't very joyful. Nothing wrong with how they showed up, but they just weren't very excited. Which person would you want to make a date with to go see again? The enthusiastic one, the one full of joy, the one doing exciting things, the one talking about exciting things, the one who just seems blissful about life. That person, you're like, hey, I'd love to see you again sometime out of here. And the other person, you're like, hey, it was nice to meet you. That's team logic. When you raise your frequency, when you raise your vibration, everybody else, and therefore everything else, is going to want to be in your purview again. Mm-hmm. These are the kind of people you want to be around, no doubt. The people, by the way, that came to dinner series, the people, by the way, that came to Girlfriends of Business, the next opportunity we have for high vibration people to get together and work on each other's business, coming up in April, the roundtable. We only put 15 entrepreneurs in a room for 48 hours. And that whole 48 hours, the whole 2 days of work time is concentrated on collaborating on each other's businesses, working on each other's businesses. You get a spotlight in front of the room where the whole room is working on your challenges and giving you new ideas while myself and the team coach you through all that. I'm telling you, this is our best bang for your buck product that we have by far. Everybody says it, like the lowest barrier of entry, highest payoff ratio of all the products that we have, I would say, is the roundtable. So if you want to be a part of the next one, a whole bunch of seats are already taken because we had told people at the dinner series what the date is. If you want to find out what the date in April is, and if you want to get on the early access VIP list, then right now at the end of this thing, text us the word roundtable to 310-421-0416. Literally hit stop, pick up your phone, and text the word roundtable to us at 310-421-0416. It'll put you on that early access VIP list. You're going to be the first to find out the dates when we open up the seats to the public. They go in a matter of what feels like just a couple of hours because there's so few seats in there and it's so hands-on from me, our team, and the other entrepreneurs in there. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We always love and appreciate you.
And we will see you next week. Hey y'all, I'm so excited to share with you, Earn Your Happy is now part of Growth Day Podcast Network. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world and support shows and brands that we truly believe in. And one of my friends is also on the network, and I'd love for you to go subscribe to his show. You guys, Trent Shelton has the most incredible podcast. It's called Straight Up with Trent Shelton, and it's going to remind you that you are built for this. I have heard Trent speak in person multiple times. I've listened to his podcast a ton. He's coming on the show and I literally cannot wait because this man just spits straight fire. It is like truth that goes to your core and makes you take action right away. If you want one of those podcasts that when you're just out on a walk, you can't help but want to start running and run through a wall in your life, this is the show to go listen to. So you guys, make sure that you go subscribe to the show Straight Up with Trent Shelton. You're gonna love it.